Governor Doug Ducey's decision to pull up to $1 million in incentives for Nike continues to raise questions because it wasn't his decision alone to make. Arizona Commerce Authority CEO Sandra Watson is responsible for awarding grants from the Arizona Competes Fund, and she, unlike other agency leaders, doesn't take orders from the governor. Jeremy Duda of the Arizona Mirror wrote about this and joins us for a few minutes. Jeremy, good morning.
Good morning.
So you reported Ducey has no apparent legal authority on this. So what authority does he in fact have in this case?
Well, certainly he has a bully pulpit. He has influence. I mean, he's the chair of the 19-person Commerce Authority Board of Directors, or 19 voting members. There's a lot of non-voting members. He's the chair or the co-chair. So obviously he has kind of a position of prominence there. But the Commerce Authority CEO, Sandra Watson, she's not an agency head in the same sense of all the other folks who get appointed by the governor or like the old Department of Commerce, which the Commerce Authority replaced back in 2011. You know, it's this board of directors that hires the CEO. She takes her direction from them, not necessarily from the governor. So when the governor says, I'm ordering the Commerce Authority to withdraw this $1 million offer of an incentive to Nike over the shoe imbroglio, he doesn't, you know, that's not a binding order. Sandra Watson does not have to follow. Now, she did, but it's not something she necessarily has to do.
Well, the governor was compared in some cases to President Trump in that way, and that he was sort of barking out things via Twitter to say, this is going to be done. Almost, it doesn't even seem like he needed to have the authority. As you said, the bully pulpit was there for him.
Yeah, sure. I mean, it does not look like there was a lot of debate over there. I mean, Sandra Watson very quickly, you know, the Commerce Authority very quickly decided it was going to kind of follow suit. Said, you know, we have, the way they put it to me is that we have, you know, we followed, this, did this under his direction. We agreed with his decision, so we moved forward with it. Now, they still haven't answered questions for me for why they would follow an order like that, you know, when the governor does not have necessarily have the authority to make it. I mean, obviously, this is an organization, and the CEO is a person whose their entire job is to foster economic development in Arizona. And withdrawing an offer of $1 million grant from the Arizona Competes Fund, it's not necessarily going to be good for this project. Now, Nike is coming to Goodyear anyway, but you know, it could have gone the other way.
Is there any sense, Jeremy, of the repercussions that the Commerce Authority has faced for this? Are people mad at them, or as some of this has all of this sort of fizzled or gone toward the governor?
I think everything kind of going to the governor, whether you loved his decision or hated it, everyone's kind of training their fire on him. Now, I think one kind of side note, side issue we may see coming out of this is the Arizona Competes Fund, the deal closing fund, is often known. This has not always been especially popular, especially with conservatives who don't like to see things like government incentives, government interfering in free market decisions. The fund's been kind of whittled down a little bit over the years anyway, and the fact that Nike decided that losing this $1 million grant wasn't going to deter it from opening this manufacturing facility in Goodyear, I think this that could definitely put kind of a target on the Arizona Competes Fund next session.
Yeah, for many people it does come up with, whether it's GPAC or something else, if this place is so appealing, as Governor Ducey likes to say, and sells how great Arizona is doing economically, why do we need these kinds of incentives at all? Do you see, just based on your crystal ball and knowing these things, is this something that the governor, based on what Lauren said, the governor sort of felt a little backlash on this and maybe more tentative stepping in, or is this maybe a new Governor Ducey, perhaps?
I don't know, it's hard to say. I mean, this seemed, I think for those of us who have covered the governor for a long time, this seemed very out of character and very, like you said, kind of Trumpian in the way that this 2 a.m. Tweet storm. You know, Governor Ducey is generally a much more cautious person, much more tentative. The kind of thing that we saw in Nike, like, is a very out of character. So I don't know if we'll see that more often. If we do, this is definitely going to be kind of a new Doug Ducey.
Is there any possible reassessment? Would the legislature have to do anything with the Commerce Authority? I mean, would there be any changes we could potentially see there because of this?
I mean, like I said, I think some folks might have their eye on the Arizona Competes Fund now. It's at least started out as a $25 million fund. I believe it's a bit less now. And the Commerce Authority is still very active with it. So I don't know that that's something that, you know, the governor's never been an especially big fan of these types of government incentives. But the economic development community, I think if the legislature were to target that, I think there'd be definitely kind of some uproar there.
Jeremy Duda of the Arizona Mirror. Jeremy, I don't see you wearing Nikes, but thanks for being here anyway.
Thanks for having me.